Thing about Lord Shiva is that very accessible. It's everywhere. And this is the eternal truth that never changes. We talked about 2,000 years ago, and we're reminding everybody 2,000 years later, and 2,000 years from now, somebody would be saying the same thing, every one of you. Shiva is everywhere. But we have to get that into our subconscious mind. Subconscious mind is the pretty gross kind of a mind. It's not very smart, it just remembers things. It gets impressed, and it holds impressions. And those impressions manifest all kinds of things in our lives. It's the grid work we build our lives around. It's not really us, because the soul is a self-effulgent being of light, and it's perfect. It's super conscious. Subconscious comes along with our physical body and our astral body living in this material world. Therefore, we have to impress deeply these divine truths into the subconscious mind. Of course, it's very easy for these little children here, like May and Jyoti and Nalan, because they don't know anything else except these divine truths. They've never been taught anything else. It's all they know. Shiva is everywhere. So that's very easy. They're getting off to very, very good start. But if we have impressions in our subconscious mind, otherwise, that there's a lot of bad in the world and everything's not in its right place, there's a lot of injustice, etc., etc., then it's hard to see Shiva act everywhere. You can see him some places, but not in other places. And sometimes we've got to get a magnifying glass trying to find Shiva in certain unjust situations. Makes Shiva kind of unbelievable. Nevertheless, truth is, Shiva is everywhere. Any place that you go, you won't be able to be without Shiva, because everything is energies. And energy, Shiva. Shiva is the energy within energy. The intelligence within intelligence. The force that makes your heart beat. Now that is pretty simple, isn't it? Isn't that simple? It's just so simple, hard to believe. When you're seeing Shiva in another person, you're seeing their energy. You're saying it's the energy in you, and the energy in you, and the energy in you. The light within your eyes, and the light within yours, and yours, and yours. But Shiva, then you're not seeing physical body and consciousness at that time. Not seeing the mind, but the person, you're not involved in their emotions. You're just seeing God in the person. God is energy, and energy is God, Shiva. Simple as that. But, big barrier is ignorance. Ignorance, and the ability to ignore or to forget these divine truths. We all have that ability. In fact, we're finely tuned. We've practiced that one. More than we practice all the other better qualities, practicing ignorance. Forgetfulness. Therefore, there's several things we have to do in order to bring these divine truths into our daily life. Surround ourselves with people that are thinking the same way. Very important. Study a little bit every day. Just a little bit every day. 5 minutes in the morning will do to get your day off to a good start. Some kind of a scriptural reading every day that re-emphasizes some of these wonderful truths of the universe. Okay, say now, what if there are people living on other planets? How about space people and spacecrafts? Do these truths apply to them? Of course they do. Whether they know these truths or not, well, we don't know. That's why we can talk to them. But we assume that they do, because we do. So they should. Maybe they're smarter than we are. Maybe they know them better. But they're the same truth throughout the entire universe. Now, how are they discovered? This is great truth. People went into themselves, sat out, went in some more, until they arrived at the core of their own reality. First, when you sit for meditation, you go in, and you reach an acre of pain in your body. And that makes you go out, out, out. And then you conquer that finally, you go around your meditation, and you go in, and you meet somebody in your own mind, you meet somebody in your subconscious mind that has affected you emotionally, either in a positive way or a negative way, and you take some time off to think about that. And then you go out and out now. Conquer that when you go in again. You begin asking yourself questions that you don't have answers for. You get into the reasoning mind and you start doubting. And you go out and out now again. Have yourself these great beings over the 4,000 or 5,000 years must know what they're talking about. So I'll just have to take their word for it. You go in again, past the reasoning mind, and you get into your own superconscious mind, and your own inner intelligence reinforces the same truths that your intellectual mind is struggling with, and your subconscious mind is burping out, not wanting to accept it. Your own superconscious mind, where all these truths lie, all this great wisdom and knowledge lies. The big trouble is, most people don't get into their own superconscious mind. It's just there, waiting to be used. Psychic. Psychic means soul, mind. Superconscious mind or psychic is soul. Everybody's psychic. People don't use their psychic ability. Once they start using their psychic ability or being sensitive to that which they cannot see with their physical eyes, they cannot see with their intellectual eyes, they cannot see with their emotional eyes, see with the third eye, then they become the seer. The Rishi, the Yoni, the same caliber of person that wrote these beautiful things that St. Paul and his father was reading about from their own personal experience. This wonderful eternal truth religion, Sanatana Dharma, which has come to be known as Hinduism, will never ever go away because it burned all the books. kill all the rishis and the holy men and the seers and so forth. You could tear down all the temples, it would pop up again in the very same way of people that found truth inside themselves. And then endeavor to pass it over to others. Everyone wants to have a God experience. Anytime you ever wanted to see God as energy. God, Shiva is everywhere. When you are seeing a flower grow, you're seeing energy in action. When you're seeing a wave on the ocean, you're seeing energy in action, a cloud in the sky. A leaf on a tree, the tree itself. That's all energy in action. A tree growing. A chicken, a cow, a goat. Energy is there. That is all Shiva. All pervasive energy. Where's that coming from? It's coming out of it. Timeless, causeless, spaceless, everything. Or nothing. Fullness of everything. Timeless, fullness, spaceless. It can't even be conceived of with your own superconscious mind. Your own intuition cannot tell of the absolute being of Shiva, which is also the absolute being of you. So there's plenty of room on the mountaintop. This is the mountaintop. Very crowded in the valley. This is the valley. This is where we get emotionally bounced around on the waves of life by other people, and bounce other people around also. Get up to the mountaintop, not many people are there. And it's either aloneness or fullness. Either one or the other. Aloneness or fullness. It's called bliss consciousness or Shiva consciousness. One and the same. Many people go to India to try to find God. They find Him everywhere. And India is kind of a place that this whole eternal truth consciousness is just in the air. Everybody sort of knows it and sort of doesn't know it also. You don't learn it intellectually in India, but it's sort of the way things are there. Then they come back here and they see God everywhere here too. Because God was here everywhere here before they left for India. Or maybe he just came back with them. Imported from India. So there's a lot of things that get in the way of all of this. Our humanness. And what we've invented in this life for the earlier years, for us to experience in later years. And burning out there, but maybe it's just going out. It reminds me of we took a large group of people to India, and we were in a temple. And the one young man, no one to this day knows how it happened, but he wasn't near a candle or anything, at least we didn't think he was. His shawl got on fire. And naturally, he started beating it out. Everybody else took it off of him. And three or four old men came up with their eyes big like that. And they said, "Why didn't you let Shiva take you?" You see the consciousness. They didn't know any of these Western things that death is supposed to be not something that we're supposed to do every day. And Shiva came to take him. He missed that opportunity. that really impressed my mind, you know, that that's the importance of India, and it'll always be like that. And this place here is kind of like India, you know, but it was a hotel. And still is in a way, except we have unseen guests that come, and they stay a long time. We turn it into a condo. They all live all around in here. And but when it was a hotel, this room was a restaurant. The best one on the island of Kauai, this place, was the only wine cellar in Kauai. All the wealthy people from the mainland just come stay here. Then Poker Palms came up, and they all went to stay in Poker Palms. And then we bought the place. And we turned it into what we have today. Well, that just came out of ourself. Out of consciousness. Not out of the architecture. Architecture is the same. A few add-ons. Came out of consciousness. Many people say, gee, you know, if I could only just not be in the world and just be in a place like this forever. When I go down to Lahui, we go down to Lahui, we're the same people. And if we were there long enough, we'd turn into a place like this. Yeah. Because everywhere a guru goes becomes his ashram. So it turns into a place like this. If I go into a Hindu home, custom is it becomes my home, my ashram, for as long as I'm there. And the whole family becomes his servants to all the devotees that come. And it takes on a vibration just like this, because that's the way I am. Well, I've tried very hard not to be the way I am. It didn't work. I'm just doing what I'm doing because that's the way I am. Therefore, what is out in the world? What is this out in the world? World is fear, loss of control, and anger, jealousy, resentment, and things of the lower nature. So if we can just come into the temple, you forget all those things. You just go away. You just forget them. Suppose that you didn't have them. You'd be who you were wherever you were. There wouldn't be an outside world and an inside world. Well, we don't get rid of all those things. We don't have to psychoanalyze the lower nature. That's not necessary, because lower nature is always going to be the lower nature. It's always going to be a place where your individual awareness can go to experience confusion, jealousy and hatred and resentment and anger and fear and all of those things of the lower nature. All you gotta do is leave it. That's all, just leave it. Get on that Learjet and take off into the higher nature. And one sure and easy way to do that is just to get into your subconscious mind that Shiva's everywhere and look at Shiva and don't see anything else. You can be aware of other things, but you're seeing Shiva. That's kind of like love, isn't it? They say love is blind. They say, well, why does he love her? She's such a so-and-so. You know, he should look a little deeper and see who she really is. But love is blind. We can't see that. Maybe she isn't who he thinks she is. Well, he'll have to experience that later on down the path of life. But he's seen God in that person. He's seen Shiva in that person. That's why we say Shiva is love and love is Shiva. She it is love, and love is Shiva. And energy is love, and love is energy. What are you saying? So that's real easy. You don't have to be a great intellectual to learn that. You don't have to be a great yogi to learn that. You don't even have to have a lot of self-control to learn that. You just have to keep reminding yourself at the worst times, when things look pretty dark, that everything's okay. Or pick up the phone and call 822-SIVA. And get a little boost. Find out how wonderful you really are. In doing so, after a period of time, you work with this sadhana, this practice, just like learning a musical instrument. After a period of time, odds are you are going to get better and better and better and better. And one day you just click in, and there'll be no outside world or inside world. You'll just be your divine self wherever you are. And then you'll be saying the same thing I'm saying. That's the truth about the memory. People in the world have a habit of making things so difficult for themselves, so hard, you know. This wonderful cyber religion makes things so easy to understand. And you can carry it wherever you go. You become the book. True books on the inside. Just the trick is to find out how to turn the pages. And getting the right perspective, the right slant on life, the pages will automatically turn. And you'll become the knower of the known. You'll become the seer of the unseen. And you'll become the embodiment of the truth that everybody else is seeking and trying to find. And you might say, well, how about a little old me? How am I ever going to do that? You know? But try. You might surprise yourself. You've come far enough along the path to hear about it. That's right. And there's always a point where when you start to succeed, find Shiva in that person. What that person said to me, was thinking about me, I succeeded. I'm seeing a little bit of energy there. I've been able to dissect, separate the energy from the person and what I heard being said. I am succeeding on the spiritual path by remaining in the higher nature and not getting pulled down to the lower nature by that person. More people today are able to pull you down than lift you up. And that's real good because that's the challenge on the path. And therefore, key one, surround ourselves with good company. Key two, remind ourselves every day of these eternal truths, because we're educating the subconscious mind, we're remolding it, and you're getting a brand new image of yourself. In the scriptural reading, Sita Pali Swami said that Shiva is all the jivas. Jiva means embodied soul. So you're all jivas, embodied souls, and Shiva is in each one of you. And he said that 2,000 years ago. And others have said it since. So we've got to take the word for it and put it in action in our daily life. So the rest of the evening, trying to see Shiva in each one. You catch the eye of somebody, but Shiva's light there. You see the flame, that's Shiva's energy there. See the big crystal there, that's Shiva's energy. You hear the voice of the monks as they chant, That's Shiva's energy. Look around you everywhere in the air. That's Shiva's energy. The reason why they put the incense up is because worshipping Shiva with the air, which is Shiva too, but you can't see air. But they put incense so that you can see the smoke in the air, and that makes you see the air. Then afterwards they worship Shiva with fire. Earth, air, fire, water, all the elements worshipping Shiva with himself. Because all the elements are Shiva also. And finally, this gets into our mind so deeply that you can't take it out of your mind. It's like you can plant a tree. You go back in 5 years, you can't take that tree out. You can't pull it up again. Its roots are so deep. So, it's not an easy path. If you don't try too hard, it's a difficult path. If you try hard and catch just the neck, it's an easy path. And you just progress very rapidly with one basic law. Shiva's the air, Shiva's the wind, Shiva's the ocean wave. Shiva's everywhere where you see energy. Where do you not see energy? No place. Everywhere. Here and there and everywhere. That's Shiva consciousness. Therefore, if you look at energy, which is Shiva long enough, then you're in bliss consciousness. Even while you're washing the dishes or sweeping the floor or fixing a flat tire, you can be in Shiva consciousness because it's the window you're looking out of. That's the important thing. You lifted yourself up to a new window, you look out of that new window into a bright new wonderful world in which you see everything happening in the proper order, in the right way, at every moment of every year, every month, every week, every hour, every minute, every second. Om Namah Shivaya. Let's all say Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Now we return to the temple and worship Shiva still another way. Shiva's in the temple. Just move to the temple.